hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour number two on this Friday, the 23rd of November, 2007. Sitting here with Michael Powers. He's my advertising guy here in the network, and we were just talking to, during the break. Now, the one advertiser is what, SPF?
SFR.
SFR. And what this guy does is send you free product that improves gas mileage, and I couldn't see anybody not wanting to improve their gas mileage. And he's fully aware that there are shysters out there and people that sell snake oil. And folks, there have been a lot of people that have done that over the years. We don't have to give you the list. You know who they are. But this guy is giving a free product away. And up until we mentioned it, I mentioned it on air, he wasn't getting any calls. Now, the guy sends you a free product for which you to use. The only thing you have to do is pay the shipping and handling on it. And if you don't like the product, you just let him know, and he reimburses you for the shipping and handling. Okay, this is not a loss leader for him except for the product, but he's not going to spend the $3 or $4 or $5 to send a product out free. So he says, though, if you don't like the product, I'll even refund your shipping and handling costs. Now, you can't go wrong with something like that. Another one, Newswatch Magazine. Newswatch Magazine, by responding to their ad, they send you a free year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. And I've read the thing. It's got a lot of good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But he is dropping at the end of the month. Why?
No calls.
And he's trying to give something away that's free.
And something that exactly ties into what we talk about on air. It's just in print.
And that just blew me away. I mean, people won't even call for something that's free. Well, folks, I guess what we're going to have to do is explain this in more detail in subsequent programs, how important these advertisers are to the network. You know, we're fully aware, we're the ones that have been telling you this. We're the ones that give you the facts and the figures and all the skullduggery and shenanigans that are going out there and who's doing it to whom and why. Well, that's their game. This is ours. And we either support what we do. Could you imagine? I can't imagine this, turning on the radio one day and we're not there. I couldn't imagine that. I've been doing this for almost 15 years now. And, folks, I got to tell you, it's never been a bed of roses. It has always been, in my pocketbook, the depth or lack thereof, it's always been a monumental feat just to bring you the programming every single day, let alone week after week, month after month, or year after year. So just a reminder, I don't think people are really thinking about this because, like I said, they're so used to this commercialism. Every time you turn around, you're being sold something. I like the guy from Canada. I'm with him. If I walk into a store and a salesman approaches me, I just hold up my hand. And I remember I embarrassed the snot out of my wife one day. We went into a store, and I just put up my hand, and I smiled at the guy, and he says, well, my name's so-and-so. And I said, yeah, and you're a salesman here. I said, if I'm going to buy anything, I'm going to seek you. Well, he pulls out his card. But he kept wanting to follow me. And I said to him, I said, look, I know what sales are, and I know how you make your living. And I'm here not because of your sterling personality or you sent me a personal invitation. I just walked in the store. I don't know you, and you don't know me. But if I swear to you, if I'm going to buy anything, I will whip out that little card you gave me, and if I'm going to make a purchase, I'm going to come back to you. And that comes from somebody like myself that's burned out over advertising. That's all we are, is an ongoing commercial anymore. You know, the Madison Avenue boys have burned me to a crisp. I don't like advertising. If I could run this network and our affiliates could run without advertising, I'd more than be happy to do that. I would love it. But that's not possible, folks. It is a business. It takes money to run it. And it's only going to be able to be run if we can make it. And the only way we're going to make it is you people out there in radio land supporting our advertisers. Or at the very least, call them up and just tell them, hey, thank you for sponsoring on the network. All right, Michael, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I'm glad you don't talk people's ears off.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we'll take the break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Mike.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, Michael brought up a very important point. He said, you know, the most commercial networks out there and radio stations you listen to, you get 16, maybe 18 minutes per hour of commercials. Here on this network, you get 11. Okay, so we're not even... By those standards, we're not even overly commercialized. And don't forget that probably the radio programming that you're listening to the mainstream out there, so what do they do with the other, 42 minutes? Numb you stupid with whatever? You know, in other words, what do they fill up the rest of that time with? Banter, idle banter, non-facts, innuendo, rumor, and probably O.J. Simpson and... Who else? I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever is not important, they'll talk about it. Let's go back to the phones here. Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
Hi.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Uneventful.
Well, at least we got to eat, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, we had to go into a Walmart today, unfortunately, but I'm in there, and they overcharged me for two things that I purchased, and the lady was very nice. I explained to her, and the guy running the cashier was pretty cool. He must have thought I was really wanting to get into it with her because she came over to me. It was very nice. She said, here, go up to the customer service area. She said, now, whatever register I open, she said, you watch me, and that's the one I want you to step to. Well, there was two registers. One was to my right was the wall. Then there was a register and a second register.
Mm-hmm.
She opens that second register, and she's running this through. And while she's looking, I look to my immediate right, and there was a group of foreigners standing there talking in their native language. So I was looking at what they were filling out, and I'd heard him say something about Mexico, and I looked at this guy. He had a driver's license. Looked like a little old man. It was in bib overhauls or something. And they see me looking. There was a band of these little guys standing there, and he kind of like pulled the license away from me so I couldn't see it, and the form he was filling out was going to send money. So I took my sunglasses off, and I thought, well, I want to get into a conversation. I was in a pretty cool mood, and I said hello to them guys, and they just stood there. They all looked away from me. they wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what's up with this? So when we got done, I happened to remember the girl's name. She was waiting on me outside. She was like an assistant manager or something. She said, what did you think? I said, it was okay, but I said, you know, you got some foreigners in there. I kind of question whether they're here legally or illegally. And she laughed. I said, you know, did I say something funny? Because I'm not joking. I will know. Maybe people should call ICE. Oh, yes. Yeah, we will.
Yeah, right, sure.
So I left. But this is the first time I've ever been in there that I've seen these people. I mean, and they were pretty nicely dressed and all, but they, you know, they were babbling away in their language. And I thought, wow, these guys here, you know, are they supposed to be here? Or are they here on, you know?
And you didn't say it, but were these Mexicans?
Yeah, they sure were.
Mm-hmm. See?
A whole group of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked to the front of the thing where I first walk in. There's one of them standing there. He's got his arms behind his back, like it's an old military stand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the heck's up with this? And I thought, well, you know, if I'm supposed to be scared or sweating, I'm not. Viva la America. But anyhow, you know, I couldn't get these guys to talk. They just would not talk to me.
Well, and there might have been a reason. Do you speak Spanish?
Well, now I'll tell you what. The girl behind the counter was as English as I am, and she didn't speak Spanish.
But I was just going to make the suggestion, maybe they know speak English.
Well, one of them did, because I heard one. Before I realized who they were that were standing to my immediate right, I heard one of them talking to her. It was broken English, but she was saying, okay, you know, here's the form, blah, blah, blah. And then I looked over and I thought, well, if her speaking broken English, speak broken English to me, and we'll respond. Well, I couldn't get these guys to talk back. They wouldn't even correspond with me at all.
No hablé inglés.
Well, you know what? Suckly blue.
Yeah. So you broke down and went to Wally World, huh?
Yeah, I had to. But, we don't go out there a whole lot, but when we do, I've never noticed a service area before, so when we go out once a blue moon, I will definitely look at that service area and just see who's all in there.
Right, right.
Because that kind of surprised me. I mean, I wanted to talk to one of them. You know, ¿qué pasa?
Yeah. Yeah. But by the way, Mark, where are you from in Ohio?
Mid-part.
Mid-part?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I've been through.
We're just under Cleveland and just above Columbus. We're right between the two of those.
I've been. That was my old tramping grounds. That's the reason I ask you. All right, Mark. Well, I appreciate your call.
All right, John. Good to hear you back on air too, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks, George in Florida. Hello, George.
How you doing, Mr. Stad Miller?
I'm hanging in there. Just don't call me Mister. Don't call me late for dinner.
Well, I'm glad after Thanksgiving you're back in the saddle behind the mic.
Well, I just took one day off. Yeah, I think I was live, or maybe that was Memorex. No, I was live Wednesday, yeah. At any rate, what's on your mind?
Yes, I mean, speaking about advertisers, I am getting ready to put up a micro FM station, and I'm going to stream some of your RBM programming and some of your advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully, my little corner of the world, I can hopefully help Republic get some business through other avenues, and I was just wondering, like for the micro FM, if you could at least find an advertiser who sells these micro FM kits, and they post a banner, and anybody want to get into the micro FM, because I really think micro FM or micro AM stations might help Republic expand out a little bit.
Well, funny you should mention that, George. I just sent Michael Powers to go get the engineer, and we'll discuss that for a few moments. How's that?
Okay.
All right. So we'll let people know exactly how they can do this. And as soon as he toddles in here, we will do exactly that. All right.
Yes. I got another question. I got another thing I want to tell you about. You know, we in our Ron Paul meetup group, we had to tell the people, get rid of your 9/11. It's an inside job bumper stickers. Leave your T-shirts at home. Because they really started to figure out that, the average person, 9/11 an inside job, is not really intellectually palatable for them to digest in and the thing is, I hand out these Ron Paul Slim Jims, and the best place where I had most success And the best response was at the gas pump where everybody's ox is getting gored.
That's a good place to start.
And I went to the biker rallies. We were getting a lot of biker rallies because a lot of people coming from up north down to Florida. And the bikers, very patriotic group of people. They know what's going on, and a lot of them are voting for Ron Paul.
Yeah. A lot of, and I'll tell you what, George, here's a presidential candidate that is crossing all lines. And I understood why you're saying, you know, leave your 9/11 shirts at home or whatever, because this is a political event. And if you want to scramble somebody's brains, you know, a lot of these people out there voted for George Bush, for God's sakes. How many people in the state of Florida voted for a Bushy down there? And there's a good part, I mean, it used to be that Miami used to be the place to go for retirement, but I don't know if it's that way anymore, but there's a good number of retirees down there, and you know what? The majority of them were Bushies, either Bushies or Clintons. But here's a new guy on the block talking about the rule book, talking about the Constitution, and I think you're right. I don't think it bodes well to try to mix the two.
It's just not intellectually palatable.
No,
it's
yeah,
like
I
trying
agree.
To give a baby steak.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have any teeth, so how are you going to gum it to death? That's right. Well, George, I appreciate your call very much. I thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. And Chris, George from Florida said that, you know, there might be other people that want to set up low-power FMs. How do they go about doing this?
Well, first off, you've got to have the transmitter in a way of picking up the program, preferably through a satellite dish, because that's what's going to be most reliable for you.
Okay. And we have the satellite dishes.
Yes, we do.
And they come to you in the box pre-programmed.
Yes, they do.
So you don't have to even fool around with that.
Nope. The last provider we were using, they didn't come pre-programmed, and it caused a lot of problems for people setting them up.
Okay.
With them being pre-programmed, it's a lot easier to install nowadays.
So do I have it in reverse? Are we going with the company now that actually the old advertiser that we had got their dishes from them, or was it the other way around?
The people we're getting from now got them from the people that we previously got them from.
Okay, but these are the people that buy the boxes from that supplier, and then they program them.
Yes.
And then they give you support as well. You can call up and get technical support from these people as well.
Mm-hmm. That's also why the price has increased a little bit, because we're dealing with another supplier in the chain. They program them in. They offer tech support, which you did not get before, and that's why the price went up.
Okay. And all right, now that's the way to bring the programming down,
mm-hmm.
through the satellite. Now, what about if they want to rebroadcast? What do they do now?
They would need a transmitter, an amplifier, and an antenna.
And some coax. And
yep.
Where do they get that from?
The place I've always used in the past was a place from the Ukraine called PCS Electronics.
PCS Electronics.
Their website is pcs-electronics.com.
Okay. And they have, what do they have?
They have transmitters ranging from small transmitters, 15 watt, all the way up to as big as you want to pay for.
Ooh, as big as I want, without melting the little antenna off the roof?
Well, the bigger your transmitter, the more power it has, the better antenna you have to buy, and the more money it's going to cost.
Right. Okay, but say a person wants to go out, say, 10, 15 miles in their hometown.
It's going to vary on your terrain and how tall your antenna is.
Right. Okay, well, let's tell the listeners what that actually means. The reach or the distance, and we always use FM, we do not advocate using AM transmitters, and there's a good reason for that. It's called the proverbial skip.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of AM, smaller AM stations out there that are not licensed, they're called sunset stations. When it gets dark, they have to power down. They might be going at 5,000 watts during the day, but at night they've got to power down to, say, 100, 150 watts, and that's because the signal will skip. Okay, so we use FM. And that's a finite distance, that's line of sight. So the height of the antenna depends on how far it can go out, and the power of the amplifier is its penetration. So in other words, and I can remember the low powers when they popped up around Austin here. Some of these things, I had a lady, I'll never forget this, Chris. She called up and she said, I don't know what to do, this is maddening. And I said, well, ma'am, what is your problem? And she said, well, I'm sitting in my Honda in my driveway, and I'm listening to the radio program, but I can't go in the house and listen to it. So there she was in the driveway, in her car, in her home, listening to the broadcast, but when she'd walk in the house, turn on an FM radio, she couldn't hear it. So the size or the amount of wattage an amplifier has, that's the penetration power. Okay. Class 101 and Low Power FMs. We'll be right back. A few more minutes here with my engineer, Chris Hansen. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
During the break, I dialed up PCElectronics.com and...
You left off the S.
Which? Electronics?
No, PCS.
Oh, what'd I say?
PC.
PCS. That's why I have you to correct me. www.PCS-electronics.com. And we're looking at their FM transmitters. They got one up here. And by the way, folks, since this is a European country... There's a difference in our currency. The U.S. Mm-hmm. dollar is weakened. The euro is stronger. But they have currencies. They have a section here that you just click on, and you can convert it. You know, it'll give you the price in the dollars or the euros or whatever. But the point here is that, you know, they have one 300-watt FM transmitter package that includes, advantage, excellent audio quality, enough power for covering a house, and a fairly large property, and depending on the size of the amplifier you have, I mean, 300 watts, if you have that puppy up 75 feet, you're going to go out, what, 20, 25 miles, maybe?
Probably pretty close.
Okay. Advantage, and they give you all the advantages. Disadvantage, they say hardly any. it's never easy to predict range. They have the range here. You can expect a 2-kilometer to 35-kilometer This depends on a lot on terrain configuration and type of walls, exact location, blah, 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 blah. And the main power supply for the transmitters included the CyberMax FM 300 watt FM DSP stereo transmitter. We do it in mono. They give you the antenna and the coax cable as well. And the point here is, folks, if you're serious about spreading the word, throw up a little power FM. I mean, Chris, imagine if you're in Bufu, Ohio, that you don't have that many radio stations around you, but you're living in a community of, say, 35 or 50 or 70,000 people. The dial is going to be pretty empty, so it's not going to be hard to find an empty spot on an FM dial. And how many of those people are you going to be able to really touch? Now, the funny thing about this is that once one of these low-power FMs go up, the audience is small at first. Pretty soon, there's a buzz that goes on. Hey, have you heard this radio station? Oh, you need to listen to it. Pretty soon, everybody's listening to it. Folks, we're all together. This is kind of like that three-link chain that I'm speaking of. And not just about advertisers and the network and the radio listeners out there, but all of us. You know, more boots on the ground. When I say that, I mean more people that are brought up to speed, that actually know what's going on in this country. Okay, the who, what, where, and why, when, how, if, when, maybe, maybe not. Yeah. Let them have the voice. Let them have it. So if anybody wants any information on this, can they call you?
Sure.
Okay, what's the number?
800-724-2719, extension 114.
Got any questions about that? Been seriously considering this? Give Chris a call. He'll walk you all through the thing. And as a matter of fact, I don't want to get you in trouble here. Oh, boy, I'm going to kick myself for saying this. how do I want to put this, Chris? You know where I'm going. Come on. Come on. You've known me for how many years?
Quite a while.
Quite a while. Too long, he says, under his breath. If you need some help on this, we will get you the help that you need to install this. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you don't live in Juneau, Alaska, and you want to pay for the airfare, we'll ship our engineer out to you in person to walk you through this, help you set it up, get it programmed, aimed right, do all that other stuff, and get you on air. Okay? So there you have it. What's your excuse now? Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. Let's go back to the phones here. Catherine in Montana. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, John. If I get cut off, they're working on the lines down here with the snow. We had a bad storm last Monday.
You had snow? Oh, that's right. You're in Montana.
Right, right.
We're under generally cloudy skies in about 50. We're freezing to death down here in Texas.
I just wanted to tell you, I didn't hang up on you.
Okay.
But wouldn't you know, when I want to call, that's when they decide to work on it. I'm like, what's the matter with my phone? I know I'm being bugged and listened to by Big Brother. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, we answered the survey.
Mm-hmm.
We do support RBN, as you already know, as a contributor. And we do buy your products. In fact, today I just ordered some Cartivite for us.
Well, good for you.
We're planning on a second Berkey and looking at some Christmas books here. And there was one other thing I can't even remember now.
How about a suggestion? Remember that great stocking stuffer I mentioned? Why don't you get about 10 copies of Freedom to Fascism and just wow people with that?
Right, that's a good idea too. And I also spoke to Robbie today, and we're working on some things here, my husband and I, and he was most kind. He answered the phone. I wasn't on hold and waiting for, you know, an hour or so to talk to him.
It
was right there.
And you know what?
Fabulous service.
And just as Joe Anita said here about, you know, dealing with you people, it's such a pleasure. When people call Republic Trading Group and talk to Robbie Noel, they get mm-hmm. the same treatment. I mean, we've got some of the best people.
You really do.
And I'm thankful. Man, am I thankful.
You have a great group of people working for you. You have great advertisers. You have good products. And they're kind and polite. And they're just wonderful.
Well, Catherine, I appreciate that very much. And by the way, folks, That was unsolicited. Catherine just picked up the phone while it was working.
We're always listening to you, John. Always listening to you.
Okay, Catherine.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving late.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Appreciate it very much. Steve, Mike, Deloitte, and others, we'll get to all your calls. Boy, they'll do anything to save me from reading for an hour, won't they? All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. You know, it's one of those times of the year that, I know, you have to go over to Grandma's house and all the relatives that you wouldn't have anything to do with for the other 364 days of the year, you got to put up with. Folks, I understand. And then you got to watch a crappy football game yesterday. And I don't want to make any enemies down here in Texas. I hate them Cowboys! Oh, I'm going to get it now. Folks, you know, lighten up. I've been a Detroit Lion fan since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. And that's the true meaning of being a football fan. Rooting for a team, they won their last championship when I was 4 years old. But I had an idea yesterday. I was watching the Lions-Packer game. And then I watched the Dallas Jets game. Wouldn't it have been better if Detroit would have played the Jets and Dallas played Green Bay? Wouldn't it have been a much better game? Yeah, it would have been a rock'em sock'em. You know, at any rate. And no, I'm not a football worshiper, folks. I don't watch hockey and basketball and golf and soccer and, you know, I don't even know how many sports there are out there. But, you know, we all need a diversion for a few hours a week. And mine is watching the Lowly Lions on Sunday afternoons. I mean, it's, you know, what better person to root for the underdog, right, than yours truly? You know, a few years ago, you know, when the Cardinals moved out to Phoenix, I was thinking, which would sound better, the Phoenix Lions or the Phoenix Cardinals? It's too damn hot out there even for Cardinals to survive, isn't it? But they do have pumas, so they got large cats. All right. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Sports, the opiates of the masses.
I'm telling you.
You know, the Romans did that with the gladiators. It kind of kept them off of kept people from paying attention to their government. And so sports really did a good job of that. So
yeah, but the difference here is you got to pay, what, $40-$50 for a ticket now to go watch a football game, and they don't even throw you bread in the stands.
Yeah, well, see, I would never go to see a football game. Never. No professional sports, ever. It's just not something that I would do. But anyway, I'm going to see, of all people, Glenn Beck tonight. He's appearing about 5 miles down the road here.
Really?
And I'm taking my video camera, and I'm going to ask him a question.
Okay.
And that's going to be, you know, he made the comments about Ron Paul and Timothy McVeigh and the Constitution and supporting the Constitution. Well, I'm going to ask him, why doesn't he talk about David Rockefeller that in his biography said, and I'll quote him, he says, "People have accused me of wanting global government and taking away people's national sovereignty. And if that's the charge, you know, guilty, guilty is charged." And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask him, Glenn, why don't you ever talk about this?
Well, I'll tell you what. I will let my webmaster know that. When you get that video, send it over to us, and we'll post it on the website.
Okay, because I'm curious as to what he's going to say to that, because I know he's not going to ever say anything about Mr. David Rockefeller.
Oh, are you kidding? You know, they'd be like biting the hand that feeds him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the Ron Paul meetup groups here in Northern Ohio, we're all buzz about this. I mean, they're going to have quite a few people there, and they're going to take him to task about his comments about Ron Paul and Guy Fawkes and all of that, you know, the comments that Mr. Beck made on his program on CNN. So.
Well, you know what? If you can possibly do this, have the person out of his line of sight with the camera. Like stand behind him, get a three-quarter where you can see it's Glenn Beck and you talking to him. Because if he sees that video camera running, you're not going to get what you think you're going to get out of him.
Oh, so, I'm sure he's going to clam up.
Yeah, so if you can do it surreptitiously, do it that way. You might get a lot.
I've got a little camera case here where the video can actually show out of it, but it doesn't look like a camera case.
Oh, good deal. Good deal.
And I'm going to have it in there, so we'll see what...
Well, we'll be waiting with bated breath to see what this guy has to say in response to your question, Steve.
Yeah. Now, I see that gold and silver went up today.
Oh, yes, it did.
Gold's up over $800 an ounce, $827, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And silver went up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks as if, well, even the stock market went up just a little bit today.
Well, that was your plunge protection team in there trying to make it look good for the weekend.
Well, you know, they sure are pushing this Black Friday type thing, too. This was the big thing, and, you know, they're saying that 10% of all of the sales happen on this day. And to me, it just seems like 10% of all of the you know, going bankruptcies happen today because people can't pay their bills once they charge all their big screen televisions and everything else. So, but it's interesting to watch. I mean, I was out. There were actually fights in Cleveland, Ohio today for people wanting to get into the store first. Can you imagine that?
Well, and I saw some of the video. I mean, these people were lined up at stores at 4 o'clock in the morning, and during the previous broadcast today that I do cash flow. We were talking about this, and it was brought to my attention that some of these retailers, in order for you to get their deep discounts at the store, like, say, 20% off on something,
yeah,
you got to get one of their cards. And guess what the interest rate is on the card? To save 20%, you got to agree to an interest rate of over 19% to get their 20% discount.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Isn't that a great deal? You know, load Santa's sleigh up with that one. I just think that's the greatest deal since sliced bread, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, but credit cards, it's going to be the downfall of this economy. You know, everybody's talking about the home sales and the home prices and everything else. That's part of it, but the one thing that's really going to drop this economy down in the tubes is going to be the credit cards, I think.
Well, and people are already maxed out on this thing, and that's why they were pushing it so hard, because it's been revealed, and I did not know this, that 50% of retailers' business is done during the holiday season.
Yeah.
And they already knew it was going to be a lousy one, so they got an early jump on this one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There was another good thing that I noticed. On the local cable channel, we've got the cable access channel. Everybody's been watching the Freedom to Fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have another one, the Money Masters.
Uh-huh.
And they've been playing that on there. And that has been really, really good. I mean, a lot of people have been watching. My brothers came over to the house. They've never seen them. And I told them, I said, sit down and watch this. And they started watching. They said, I can't believe this.
It's true.
It is.
Do me a favor, Steve. When you're talking to Glenn Beck,
yeah.
Why don't you suggest to him that I know a guy that owns a network, a radio network. He's on radio. Say that there's a radio talk show that would just love to be on his program. And I'll even go to the time and expense to pay for my own ticket. I don't know how big his budget is for Glenn Beck's show, but I'll pay for my own ticket. I'd love to sit down in a studio with this guy.
No, he's making over $50 million for the next, 3 years?
Jeez. Yeah.
I mean, he should be able to afford a plane ticket,
well,
I would think.
Well, I mean, even if they won't pop for that, I just tell him that, hey, there's a guy that owns a radio network. He does his own program. He'd love to come on your show and talk about anything, Glenn, that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
I'll do that.
Okay, hey, make sure you get that video, and we'll post it on the website.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay, Steve, thanks.
Okay, John.
All righty. Ron Paul Meetup Group. Oh, gosh, it's a disease. It's a wash in the country. All these people that are anti-government and anti-this and anti-that. And really? I'm pro-honesty, truthfulness, honest money, honest people in government. If that makes me anti-government, c'est la vie. Mike in Pennsylvania. Hello, Mike.
Hey, can you hear me, John?
I can hear you now.
Hey, okay. Greetings from No Permit Mike in Northwest Pennsylvania. And while we're in the mode for thanks here, I want to thank the entire staff of Republic Broadcasting and yourself and Sandra.
Mike, I will spread that. I will spread that around, and thank you.
And a little word to the wise there, Steve there that just called in from Ohio, he might want to do a full body smear of anti-taser cream before he goes in front of that pig.
You know, I was just watching, CNN actually had it posted today, of a guy that got pulled over for supposed speeding, and he wasn't speeding. And he and his girlfriend, his wife, was 6.5 months pregnant. She was a passenger in the car. This guy, this officer approached this guy and was talking to him and ordered him out of the car. And when he got out of the car, he thought he wanted to talk about the sign or the lack of the sign or the posted speed limit. This cop, he turned his back. The guy turned his back and he was walking back toward his car. He wasn't in the guy's face. The cop tasered him. And there's his pregnant wife getting out of the car saying, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" This guy should have never been a cop. Because this guy made no threatening moves. And for our thin blue line out there, I just need to say this. You know, not everybody that's driving on America's roads are terrorists. So quit being so damn paranoid. And I can't wait. I got to tell you, I can't wait till they outlaw these tasers. I don't know about you.
Well, the thing is I, as a sheriff, usually just roll onto the scene, and as I see the body lying there on the sidewalk, I look at the not moving carcass and say that, well, what did they do wrong?
Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people don't even realize the force continuum, Mike. You know, and that goes from zero threat to a roadside interview, just a little Q&A and a little friendly interaction, all the way up to the point of death. And there have been more and more people, I forget the numbers, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in this country have been killed by these tasers. And that's what these guys are being taught. You know, it used to be that if you had a billy club on and you had to whip out that billy club and you were consciously thinking about thumping somebody over the head, you better have a damn good reason for it.
Well, I do believe there's things ahead in the near future that is going to put that nonsense to stop. Back to the micro broadcasters.
Yeah.
Gentlemen out there listening now, round that cash up tonight and let's get those KU band receivers. They're very just priced a little bit over a small shortwave radio. And I have a little bit more information on the soliciting for the little micro broadcasters is canvass the area with flyers for the station. And this can be done anonymously. Canvass the entire area on just mimeographed, that's the old stuff, laser jet copied flyers, and canvass the area so they'll know. You know, put them out in the churches there and
great idea.
In the restaurants and whatnot, and let them listen and let it rip.
Do you remember the preacher that went to task? They were trying to shut him down. He was in Michigan.
Mr. Strawcutter.
Rick Strawcutter, that's exactly right. And the first day that he was on the air, what he did is he got his church members to stand out on the street corners and say, tune to this radio frequency. You know, I forgot what it was, 90.5 or whatever. Tune in now.
Yes.
That guy, the first day he was on the air, he received hundreds and hundreds of calls just from the citizenry out there that didn't know what they were tuning into, but once they heard it, they just absolutely loved it.
Yeah, John, what is the price of one of those KU receivers?
I think the ones we have that come to you boxed up, packaged, and pre-programmed is $179.
That's fair. That's very fair in comparison to a lot of the prices of even the old shortwaves.
Oh, hey, you know, I'm in agreement. I about fell over one day when a friend of mine showed me a Sony, it was no bigger than, a pack of cigarettes. And I looked at this thing and I said, geez, you know, this is a pretty nice little radio. How much was it? $600.
Right.
You know, you can't get a decent shortwave for under a couple hundred bucks.
Exactly. So, yeah, guys, tonight, round up that extra cash. Let's get Republic Broadcasting out in our local area and canvass the area anonymously with flyers if you would like to. I think that'll work.
Mike, that's a great idea.
And also, when we're in the mode for thanks, I thank you and all the staff at Republic Broadcasting for putting Clay Douglas on Monday through Friday in the mornings.
Clay has been through a lot. I just spoke to Clay today. He's been out traveling, and he's going to be scheduling a bunch of interesting guests. And, yeah, he survived his motorcycle accident, divorce, rape, robbery, and just about everything else.
Yes, sir. And his magazine, the Free American, puts off nice ads in there for Republic Broadcasting. So if we can put up a stand in our area, throw in a $100 bill, pick up 50 copies, just like he said this week here, and we can advertise for Republic that way also.
All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate all your hard work up there.
And one more thing, John and company there, God bless Republic Broadcasting, eternal death to the New World Order.
I'll second that one. Thank you, Mike.
Good night.
All righty. Thanks for your call. Yeah, yeah, folks, it is, you want to affect a lot of people? Throw up a little Power FM. Let other people do the talking for you. And then you can just sit back and you can know in your heart that you're out there affecting and you don't know who you're affecting. I remember we were on a station outside of Washington, D.C. for, I think all of 30 days. And it grabbed the attention of Orrin Hatch because he lived a few doors away from the guy that actually owned the radio station. And he got a knock on his door one evening, and it was Orrin Hatch on his doorstep. And Oren said to the station owner, he says, do you know what's playing on your radio station? He says, well, it's some conservative talk. Why? He said, you better listen to it. That's how it affects people. It makes them scared. Everybody else, the generally dumb public out there, they get woken up as to what's going on, and more importantly, how and why it's going on, and hopefully solutions to fix our dirty little deeds and problems here in this country. Folks, and it's most people will tell me, oh my goodness, you know, Ron Paul can't win, and oh, we're all doomed. Well, if that's your mindset, commit suicide. Or if your insurance policy don't allows for that, make it look accidental. You know, I say that tongue-in-cheek, but the one thing that is really, really devoid in people's lives, and yesterday we had a Thanksgiving day. Well, we gave thanks for the food we were about to receive and all the blessings of life, aside from the evil we see all around us. But understand one thing. It was put together by bad guys, and good men can take it apart and put it back right again. Kind of like the Humpty Dumpty thing. They couldn't put them back together again? Bet me, Buckwheat. Bet me. We'll take a couple more calls here and then wrap up this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be right back. Listen to the advertisers. Listen to the advertisers. We must take America back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
right, we're back. We got three calls to go and 4 minutes to get there. Deloitte in Idaho. Thanks for holding on, Deloitte.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I put up a micro broadcaster. I've been up for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
I was able to get a $200 radio that puts out milliwatts, and I put up a high gain antenna that cost me $100.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a mistake on the satellite. I cut short because I was going to use something that I've got here, and I found out it doesn't work. But for under $600-$700, you can have a station. And I'm going out about 3 miles right now, about 3 to 4 miles.
And are you in a Idaho's not really densely populated, but do you have a good number of people available out there?
Well, right now I'm serving a city that's about 35,000, but
okay.
I'm hoping to get over into Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm just going to put up a 1-watt linear amplifier on it to see how far I can get. I'm getting pretty excited about the small amount of distance I'm going with this small milliwatt unit.
And Mike's suggestion from Northwest Pennsylvania there, Mike's suggestion about maybe doing some flyers and flowering the town, flyering the town.
I was going to put an ad in the nickel paper.
Well, there you go. Whatever works, however you get the word out there.
But I just wanted you to know it can be done for $600 or $700. Some of us can't afford those $2,000 and $3,000 units, but if somebody looks around, they can put up a micro broadcaster really cheap.
And also keep something else in mind, folks, that you can just buy the satellite receiver minus the dish. And if you've got one of those old C-band dishes out there, when they originally hit the market, they were 12 feet, then they went down to 10, then they went to 8, and then they went to 6. We can retrofit those with a KU horn, feed horn on it. So you don't even have to buy a dish, just buy the feed horn. Deloitte, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay, good going. Thank you. John in Washington. Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Hi.
You spoke about the guy that got tasered earlier.
Yes.
And I just wanted to tell people that the state attorney general in Utah's name is Mark L. Shurtleff,
mm-hmm.
and his email is uag@utah.gov. And I wrote him a sweet little letter here, and I don't know, do you have time? Can I read it?
Sure, go ahead.
I said, Mr. Shurtleff, I watched with horror and the unprofessional and appalling behavior of a state patrol officer as he tasered a man for not acting like Pavlov's dog and obeying and barking on command. He then lied to a fellow officer about the events that preceded. Is it now protocol to taser a man immediately for asking a simple question, or are your officers too stupid to talk to us civilians, as you like to call us? Or is it just possible that you have trained your peace officers to behave as military personnel? We are not your enemy, and we have a right to know why we are being stopped, inconvenienced, and harassed. The state trooper actually seemed to enjoy this excruciating exercise and then had a good laugh as he lied about what he just did to a fellow officer. He called it a ride on the taser. Now, we know why the civilians call them pigs. Actually, I have another phrase I would use, but I'll spare the vulgarity. The point here is that now the world is gazing at the Gestapo tactics used in Utah, and I know I, for one, will never cross your state or spend a thin dime in your state for the rest of my life.
Well,
perhaps it is your ambition, but I hope not. I have a weak heart, and a tasering would kill me, as you may have killed the poor, unfortunate, curious young man. Do the right thing and immediately fire the officer and replace him with a law-abiding man of the law.
There you go. And John, when this morning I tuned into YouTube on that CNN piece, they actually interviewed the guy that they tasered, and this morning there were like only a couple thousand hits that saw that. When I went back this afternoon, over 30 some thousand people had watched that.
We've got to get these tasers off the streets.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's, and that cop, by the way, the reason I did it, just watched him, he was scared. And if you're going to be scared and wearing a badge and a gun, you don't need to be on any police force. John, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Folks, we're out of time. We'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend. And think about low powers. Ooh. With